the reptilian race, a lot of people, just because of the nature of what these creatures look like, believe that they're not very friendly. How many different, couple different kinds that I just saw on the website?
Well, I think the main difference that needs to be kept in mind is that there is a race of reptilians, according to the different sources of evidence that I've been able to find, that are indigenous to Earth, or at least have been here for as long as the human presence, or we're talking thousands, hundreds of thousands of years. So they might be viewed to be basically a human indigenous reptilian race that by and large is hidden, that they've been able to use whatever technology and advanced psychic abilities that they have to keep themselves kind of like out of the public eye, but they still play an important role in the background.
They've been able to shape-shift into human beings, perhaps?
Well, that's an interesting process. I mean, the way it's described is that it's not so much that they physically shape-shift, it's that they're able to impose in the human mind a physical human form, so that what is in reality a reptilian, if you took a photo, what would show a reptilian, that in fact what a human actually sees is a human. But that's because the reptilian, through their enhanced psychic abilities, are able to impose this image on the human race.
Well, David Icke believes that these reptilians are running governments.
I think that they definitely have a big role in how our governments are run and in the elites that run the system. I don't know about his claim that you actually have reptilians themselves with these shape-shifting abilities who are the top leaders. I mean, the kind of idea that, you know, President Clinton can kind of shape-shift into a reptilian. I mean, that's something that I'm probably a bit more skeptical of, but I think that there is a reptilian influence on the senior leaders.
Where are all these extraterrestrials, Michael? I mean, are they on the planet right now? Are they hiding underground? Are they in their ships above the planet? Where the heck are they?
I think all of those things, and also different kind of phases or dimensional spaces, if you might use that term, so that, for example, there are many sightings where you have this phenomenon of a ship suddenly disappearing. I think that what's happened is that that ship has just moved into a different phase, a different kind of type of dimension, if you like. And so it really is a combination of all of those things, that these races that are visiting the Earth, or that are interacting with humanity, or are hidden under the planet's surface, may be in the same kind of time and space realm as us, or might be at certain times different in different dimensions. So I think it's a combination of all of those.
What's going on in New Mexico, Michael?
Well, in New Mexico, there is a base called Dulce, which is something that was commented on in the beginning of the 1980s. There was a whistleblower, he wasn't a whistleblower, but certainly he was a very gifted telecommunications expert, Paul Benowitz, who began to release information in terms of electronic communications that he had received about this underground base in Dulce. And so he released that information, and so people began to take an interest in what was happening in Dulce. There were reports by whistleblowers of a military confrontation at Dulce in 1979, that there had been 66 elite Delta Force military personnel killed in a confrontation with some of the resident Greys at this base, that this base is a place where there are extensive violations of humans who have been forcibly taken into the base for a variety of experiments to be performed on them.
And this is underground?
That's right. This is all underground. That this base at Dulce is an underground base that is connected through a hub of high-speed rail connections to Area 51 and other locations throughout the US and also throughout the planet. And interestingly, Dan Burrish said that he was taken to Dulce and asked to work there.
Right.
He actually overheard some of the experiments that were being conducted on the human humans trapped there.
Now, where's the opening for this base? I mean, can the public stumble into it by mistake?
Well, there are supposed to be openings in the vicinity that can be accessed. There have been investigators who have looked for these openings and haven't had any success. Why they haven't been successful? I guess it may be that these openings may be not used that extensively above Dulce, and that most of the way personnel are moved back and forth to Dulce is, as Dan Burrish described it, through adjacent underground bases such as Area 51, that he was taken on an underground shuttle from Area 51 or S4 to Dulce. So that may be the main means of transportation, so they may not actually need to use these access points in the vicinity of Dulce itself.
Are there ships, though, coming in and out of these things?
Definitely, yes. This is the phenomenon that Paul Benowitz, back in the early 1980s, was able to record, and he was able to release this information. And I believe there was a Japanese documentary made of this, showing some of these ships, and there are some photos that actually you can view on the internet of some of these ships entering into the Dulce facility.
This is incredible. I mean, what about witnesses in that area? What do they say? Do they see a lot of strange lights, objects coming and going?
Yes. Well, there are witnesses of the UFO phenomenon in that area. That was something Paul Benowitz himself was able to confirm. There have been cattle mutilations as well, indicating that there was some extraordinary activity occurring in the area.
A lot of experimenting then.
That's right, yes. It seems that the Dulce facility is a very highly classified facility for conducting these experiments on humans, mind control, genetic experiments, even interdimensional experiments involving captive humans. I think this is something that the ETs there are cooperating with various national security agencies, the CIA, the NSA, in conducting these experiments so that they can all better understand the capacity of humans for doing these types of things. It seems that humans have a particular gift because we are supposed to be an amalgam of up to 22 different extraterrestrial races.